meeting a need, making a difference. All of us here together on WNRN.
We've seen unprecedented demand really over the last 5 years for our organization's programs and services. We had a 1,300% increase in requests after incidents of bias, bullying, and discrimination. I'm Jonathan Zor. I'm with the Virginia Center for Inclusive Communities and serve as president and CEO. The Virginia Center for Inclusive Communities was founded back in 1935. The leaders at the time were standing up to a rise in anti-Semitism, anti-Catholicism, racism, and over the ensuing 8.5 decades, our team works with schools, with businesses, and with communities to help them become more equitable, inclusive, and just. A few trends we've seen in the last few years. I think that there is a segment of the population that's been aware of the need for a long time. I think there are a lot of folks, especially as we think about the summer of 2020 after the tragic killing of George Floyd, who said, I didn't realize things were so bad, or I didn't realize there was such a need. It's interesting to consider whether it's, are things getting worse, or are things more apparent than they've been? And I think there is an opportunity, certainly awful to think about the fact that folks have had to die in order for that opportunity to arise, but I do think there's an opportunity with the increased acknowledgement and awareness that we've seen the last few years for a more galvanized segment of the population to be able to work towards inclusion, not as a check off the box, but as a long-term commitment to culture change.
More at WNRN.org.
Here Together, a partnership between the Charlottesville Area Community Foundation and WNRN.